哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to all the brothers and sisters。
啊，在这个安息圣日的早上，我们一同聚集在这里学习啊，查考圣经上的道理。
And a Sabbath day that we gather here to study the teaching from the Bible。
那我们今天早上要用路加福音的一段记载做彼此学习的内容。
And so this morning we want to use this passage from the book of Luke, as a mutual encouragement。
我们请翻到路加福音的第九章。
Let's all turn to Gospel of Luke, chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Luke, chapter
9. 路加福音第九章五十七节。
Luke, chapter 9, verse 57.
五十七节。
Verse
57. 他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。五十八节。
58.
耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。五十九。
59。
又对一个人说，跟从我来。那人说，主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。第六节。
60。
耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。六十一节。
61。
又有一人说，主啊，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。六十二。
62。
耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。这是我们今天要早上要来学习探讨的一段经节。
So this is the passage we want to study this morning.
在主耶稣在世上传福音的这三年半当中，
As Jesus was preaching in his 3 years,
他在当代里面引起了一个福音的风潮。
And during his generation, he stirred up,
有很多人来跟随他。
Stir up a lot of crowds to follow him.
他的福音震动了整个国家。
And his gospel shook nations.
所以很多人抛下一切来跟随主。
And so many put aside everything to come and follow Jesus.
但是我们如果从四福音当中的记载
And from the recording of the four gospels.
我们发觉一件事情
And there's one thing we can notice.
跟随主是不是好事？
Is it a good thing to follow the Lord?
是，跟随主是一件好事。
Indeed, it's good to follow the Lord.
但是如果跟随主没有经过仔细的思考，
But to follow the Lord without careful consideration.
成为一种盲目的信仰。
And become a blind faith.
这是主耶稣所不喜悦，所不接受的。
Not something that's pleasing Jesus that and something that he will not accept.
所以在约翰福音第二章里面
And so in John chapter 2,
他说有门徒来跟随耶稣
There are disciples who came to follow Jesus.
耶稣走他们就走。
And when Jesus walked, they will walk.
耶稣停他们就停。
When Jesus stopped, they will stop.
如果照你我今天的标准来说
According to the standard of you and I today,
好信徒
Then you will consider a good member.
跟随耶稣到底
That you follow Jesus till the end.
很多是我们今天努力的目标
And these are the goals that we strive toward.
但是主耶稣转过身来
But when Jesus turned around.
主耶稣看着他们
And Jesus looked at them.
主耶稣就问他们一句话。
And Jesus asked them.
你一直跟着我，你到底要什么
And he asked them, you follow me.For what purpose?
所以我们从四福音当中看到这些跟随耶稣的人
And so from the four gospels, we see many who followed him.
很多人跟随不见得人人都被称赞
Many have followed doesn't represent that many were pleased by Jesus.
有一次耶稣又是一群人来找他。
And there was a crowd that came to see Jesus.
然后终于找到了耶稣。
And they finally found Jesus.
他们说，耶稣你怎么跑到这里来了？我们终于找到你了。
And they asked Jesus, why are you here? We finally find you.
那主耶稣说什么？
And what did Jesus respond?
他说你们寻找我不是因为要得福音，要得救
And Jesus said that you seek after me not to receive salvation.
你跟随我只是希望能够吃饼，能够得饱
And you follow me so that you have bread to eat and to be fed.
所以主耶稣有没有称赞他们的跟随？
And did Jesus praised for them to follow him.
主耶稣有没有赞赏他们的寻找？
And did Jesus praised them seeking him.
没有。
No.
因为一个信仰缺乏思考是死亡的，是没有是盲目的。
And because a faith without consideration is a blind faith.
所以今天我们在追求信仰。
And so today when we pursue our faith,
我们必须要认识神的本身。
We have to truly understand God's nature.
必须要从道理上面去思考。
And to consider from the truth.
说我们跟随耶稣 到底是为了什么？
What is the true purpose that we follow Jesus?
我们看57节哦。
Let's look at verse 57.
路加福音的第9章57节。
Chapter 9 verse 57.
他在这里说他们在走路的时候有一个人就对耶稣说啊你到哪里去啊我都要跟从你哦。
So as they were walking, a man has said to Jesus that I will follow you forever you, wherever you go.
哦这是一个很大的决心啊。
And this is a great determination.
但是主耶稣怎么回答他呢？
And what did Jesus respond?
主耶稣说啊狐狸有洞飞鸟有窝啊人子却没有枕头的地方啊。
And Jesus said, foxes have holes and birds have, in the air have nests, but the son of man have no place to lay his
head. 为什么主耶稣要这样子回答他呢？
So why did Jesus respond in this way?
因为主耶稣希望他能够仔细思考。
So Jesus wanted this person to think for himself.
也希望你跟我今天追求信仰能够仔细思考啊。
And he asked of us today to really think about what we want to pursue.
因为信仰是一个非常严肃的话题。
Because faith is something that's very serious.
信仰是跟你永生得救有直接的关系。
It's a direct relationship to your salvation.
哎，但是我们看看今天我们的环境。
If you today we look at our environment.
我们今天看看基督教的世界。
We look at the world of Christianity.
现在的人把信仰当成一种生活上的休闲，生活上的消遣。
And so today people see Christian religion as a recreational event.
哦，今天信耶稣，明天就不信了，改信别的。
And today you believe in Jesus, tomorrow you believe in something else.
啊，今天来洗礼啊，明天再跑去另外一个宗教。
And today you come to baptize, and tomorrow you go to a different religion.
不只是信徒的信仰非常随便。
And we have a very careful, casual faith.
教会对信仰的规范也非常没有原则。
And the principles of the church is not very structured.
哦，所以啊，你看很多基督教派啊。
And so if you look at some Christian denominations.
你说要洗礼，他就马上帮你洗啊。
And when you ask for baptism, they will baptize you right away.
你今天心情不好，想再洗一次，他也帮你洗啊。
And you have a bad mood today, and they ask to be baptized again, they will do it for you.
哦，所以他们对信仰上面没有要求，没有原则。
And so they do not have any principles in requirements of faith.
所以啊，做的人很随便，信的人很乱来啊。
And so people are doing whatever they want.
哦，但是在这里啊，圣经告诉我们哦。
So here the Bible teaches us.
说信仰非常的严肃。
That faith is serious.
所以在这里说，你必须要先想清楚哦。
And so first thing you must really think this through.
你说你要跟随耶稣。
That you said you want to follow Jesus.
你在这里说，你无论往哪里去，我都要跟随你啊。
You said wherever you go, I will go.
那这时候主耶稣怎么告诉你？
And so at this point, what did Jesus say to you?
主耶稣要告诉你说，信仰的路并不容易哦。
And Jesus is telling you the path of faith is not easy.
信仰的路要受苦的。
That you will go to tribulations.
信仰的路你要愿意付出代价啊。
You have to be willing to pay a price.
那你要先坐下来想清楚、算清楚，再决定你要不要接受这个信仰。
You have to first sit down to really think this through to decide.Whether you want to accept this
我们看路加福音的第十四章哦。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 14.
路加福音第十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
十四章。
Chapter 14.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
路加福音的第十四章二十五节。
Luke chapter 14 verse 25.
啊，这里说有极多的人来跟随和耶稣同行哦。他转过身来对他们说二十六。
26.
人到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。27。
27.
凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。28节。
28.
你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下来算计花费，能盖成不能呢？29。
29.
恐怕安了地基，安了地基不能成功，看见的人就都笑话他。好，啊，在这里讲说啊，一样啊，很多人来跟随耶稣啊。
Here same a large crowd came to follow Jesus.
啊，这是我们最希望看到的景况。
And this is something we actually want to see.
哇，好多人来信主，好多人来跟随耶稣啊。
And many come to follow and believe in Jesus.
但是你看到，哦，耶稣转过身来就跟他们讲啊。
But Jesus turned around and said to them.
他说，啊，你如果没有爱我胜过一切啊，不用跟了，不用做我的门徒啊。
That if you do not love me more than anything else, that you should not follow me.
你如果不能受苦背着十字架跟随我，也不用做我的门徒啦。
If you not carry the cross and follow me, then don't follow me.
哎，你今天可能会觉得说，主耶稣怎么讲话这样啊
？So you will feel why did Jesus say this?
那，啊，你这样子讲，不是很多人就会跑掉了吗
？If you say this, wouldn't many would just walk away?
那，啊，你跟随你的人就少啦。
And there will be less people who will follow you.
影响力就小啦。
That you will have less influence.
奉献就少啦。
You will receive less offerings.
哎，但是主耶稣在这里啊，是希望每个跟随他 的人都要仔细思考啊。
But Jesus here wants every one of them who followed to really think this through.
你要学会爱耶稣。
You have to learn to love Jesus.
你要学会为信仰受苦。
You have to learn to suffer for your faith.
你要背起十字架，专心跟随主直到最后。
You have to be able to carry your cross to follow Jesus till the end.
因为今天如果你背起了十字架
，Because today if you carry on the cross,
辛苦了一辈子
，and you have toiled for your entire life,
付出了很大的代价
，you paid a great price.
但是到最后的末了，没有进入天国。
But at the very end, you cannot enter the kingdom.
你的人生是一场悲剧啊。
Then your life is a tragedy.
你的信仰成为一种笑话。
Then your faith is a lifestyle.
所以主耶稣说你们跟随我很好啊。
So Jesus said that it's good to follow.
但是你们有思考过信仰必须要你付出的代价吗？
Did you have a think about that? You have to pay a price for your faith.
所以主耶稣说啊，你们要先坐下来算计清楚啊，计算好啊。
And Jesus told them you must sit down to really calculate this.
那算一算你信仰要付出的代价。
To calculate the price you will pay for your faith.
算一算你愿意付出多少。
And to really calculate what are you willing to pay.
再想一想你最后可以得到什么？
And to really think about what will you receive at the end.
如果你都想清楚了，
if you think this through,
你已经很清楚自己要面对什么。
You're very clear that what you will be facing.
那你再来跟随耶稣啊。
Then you come to follow Jesus.
所以啊，在这里啊，主耶稣说啊，信仰必须思考，必须计算。
So Jesus tells us that faith requires thinking and calculation.
所以弟兄姐妹啊。
And so, brothers and sisters,
我们在座的朋友啊
and our friends,
我们要有一个非常清楚的认识啊
so we have to have a clear understanding.
信仰绝对不是一种感觉
and faith is not just a feeling.
更不是一时间的感动
and it's not a movement of one moment.
哇，一个激情，我就要跟随耶稣
so you had a passion that you want to follow Jesus at a moment.
啊，那如果激情消失了呢
what happened if you lose that passion?
如果感动平息了呢
what if that movement that you felt is gone?
那请问你要何去何从啊
And then where will you be at that moment?
所以啊，信仰必须计算清楚啊。
So you really have to calculate your faith.
所以啊，在真耶稣教会洗礼哦。
And so to be baptized in the true Jesus Church.
在真耶稣教会洗礼啊，那个不是你申请就会通过的啊。
If you apply to be baptized, does not mean that you will be approved.
你要先上慕道班。
You have to first attend true secret class.
你要常常来聚会。
You have to attend the services.
你必须要把真耶稣教会的基本道理搞清楚。
You have to be clear and understand the basic doctrines.
啊，有些慕道朋友说，为什么这么啰嗦？为什么这么麻烦
？And some true seeker feel that why do we have so many requirements?
哎，人家我到法拉盛那个街上啊，我随便找一间，他今天要，明天就洗了。
And on the streets of Flushing, if I ask a church that want to be baptized, they will baptize me tomorrow.
哦，所以啊，你们教会很啰嗦，很麻烦啊。
That your church having so many rules.
啰嗦麻烦为了谁
？And what is the point of this?
啊，为什么我就要？为什么我们需要这样做
？So why are we doing this way?
哦，我很麻烦，你很不高兴。
That I have many rules and you are not very happy.
啊，为什么我们要这样做
？But why do we still do it?
是为了我吗？
And said for me.
那当然不是啊，是为了你啊。
This is not for me, but rather for you.
因为要让你仔细思考、计算清楚啊。
And so for you to really think this through and calculate.
而认识到说，当你今天接受耶稣进入你生命当中。
For you to understand that today you accept Jesus to enter into your life.
当你决心要作为一个基督徒。
When you determine today to become a Christian.
不是一天、三天、五天、十天的事情啊。
It's not something that only lasts for 3, 5, or 10 days.
而是你一辈子要跟随主直到最后、直到末了啊。
But rather it's something that you will follow till the end of your life.
所以你想。清楚了吗
？And so have you think this through?
你能付出代价吗
？Can you pay this price?
你愿意接受他的要求吗
？Are you willing to accept his requirements?
啊，可以，你再来。
If you can accept, then you should come.
没有，欢迎你继续慕道。
If not, then we welcome you to continue to truth seek.
那、所以啊，在这里啊，圣经很强调的告诉我们哦。
And so the Bible clearly told us.
请不要在一时的激动之下接受信仰。
And so do not accept faith at a moment of movement.
因为这是对你自己最不负责任的一件事情。
So something that's You're not being responsible to yourself.
那对我们已经信主的弟兄姐妹啊
，And so for brother and sister who already believe.
你已经信主多久了
？How long have you come to believe?
你在信仰的这条道路当中
，And during your walk of faith.
你有没有坚持那个起初所信的道
？Do you keep the original belief that you received in the beginning?
你有没有记住当初的感动
？Did you remember the movement you had in the beginning?
你还有没有决心持守真道直到末了
？Are you determined to keep this faith until the end?
啊，有时候啊，我去访问的时候。 时候哦。
So sometimes when I go out to visit.
我常常跟信徒聊天啊。
So I would chat with the members.
那他们跟我说啊，来到美国之后啊，信仰挣扎真的很大。
And so they would tell me that after coming to America, they struggled with their faith.
那有些啊，在国内非常热心的信徒哦。
And so there are very zealous members in their homeland.
啊，到了美国之后，人就不见了，从教会离开啦。
And once they arrived in America, they disappeared.
那为什么会这样子？我就问他们，为什么我们看到这么多这样的例子呢？
And so why do we see so many of these type of examples?
他说啊，因为啊，在国内啊，时间很多啊。
Because they say at home in their own home country, they have a lot of time.
啊，反正啊，做多做少啊，吃的差不多，拿的差不多就是一样。
So everything they do is about the same.
时间很多就用在教会。
And so they have a lot of time left that they can spend in church.
哦，聚会、访问啊，哇，因为时间很多啊。
And so they can go to service and make visitation, so they have plenty of time.
哎，但是到了美国，到了纽约之后啊。
But once they arrive in America in New York.
那这个环境世界完全不一样啊。
So this environment is completely different.
在这个环境里面是多做一小时就多赚一小时的美金啊。
Here, if you work one additional hour, you make one additional hour of pay.
多做一小时就早一点可以还债啊。
And we make What, you work one additional hour, then you can pay off your debt earlier.
我多做一个小时就可以多一点钱可以寄回家里啊。
And you work one additional hour, then you have additional money that you can send back home.
哦，所以信仰突然变成一种现实的挣扎。
And so your faith become a struggle of reality.
信仰突然变得要逼你要付出代价。
And so this reality is forcing you to pay the price.
哦，所以啊，从国内来的就出现两种完全不一样的结果啊。
And so those who came from China today have two choices.
啊，第一种结果哦。
Two outcomes. And first outcome.
因为啊，做越多赚越多啊。
And if you work more, then you earn more.
啊，所以就先跟主耶稣请假哦。
And so you take a break from Jesus.
啊，祷告吧，主啊，我先请假三年呐。
And so you pray to Jesus that you will take a break for 3 years.
我三年拼一下，把债还光啊，我就回来认真聚会敬拜你。
And I'm going to work hard for 3 years to make enough money that I could come back and worship you.
啊，三年变五年，五年变八年。
And 3 years became five, and five become eight.
啊，八年之后啊，只爱世界不爱耶稣啊。
And 8 years later, you only love the world and you no longer love Jesus.
连教会在哪里都不知道啦。
And you forget where even the church locates.
啊，但是呢，有另外一种完全颠倒的人啊。
So there's another type of person who are completely different.
啊，因为来到一个陌生的环境。
Because they came to a different environment.
因为生活非常的辛苦。
And life is very difficult.
所以紧紧抓住耶稣说，主啊，没有你我活不下去啊。
And so they hold on tight to Jesus and says, without the Lord, then you cannot live on.
而信心反而比在国内的时候更加坚强，更加真实啊。
And their faith become even stronger than when we're back at home.
因为过去不需要挣扎。
Because before they have no struggle.
今天必须挣扎，挣扎之后做出正确的选择。
And today they have to struggle, and after the struggle to make the right choice.
哎，就突然发觉耶稣离我好近。
And they can truly feel that Jesus is closer to him.
虽然人生当中有很多的难关。
Although there are many trials in this world.
但是关关难过关关过啊。
And even though it's difficult, they can overcome any time.
为什么？因为主耶稣常在你的身边啊。
And the reason is that Jesus is abiding with us
every day. 所以虽然遇到挑战，但是挑战当中看神迹。
Even though we face trials, but within these trials, we can see miracles.
因为舍得，所以耶稣更加赐福给你。
And we're willing to give up, so Jesus is willing to give us.
所以啊，信仰成为一种真实。
And so this faith become a reality.
所以在这里啊，主耶稣告诉这个要跟随他的人哦。
So Jesus told the people who followed him.
他说啊，你往哪里去，我要跟随你啊。
And so they said, wherever you go, I will follow you.
主耶稣说，是这样子吗？
So Jesus said, is this the truth?
那这是好事啊。
And this is good.
但是你要知道哦。
But there's one thing you must know.
他说人子没有枕头的地方啊。
There's a place where the Son of Man have no pillow.
人子很辛苦的。
And so the Son of Man is very, has a lot of work.
为了福音的缘故要受很多的苦啊。
He must suffer for the sake of the gospel.
你预备好了吗？
Are you prepared?
你思考过了吗？
Have you think this through?
你决心跟从了吗？
Have you determined to follow?
走上这一条路你就不要再回头啦。
Once you walk down this path, you cannot turn back.
因为这一条路是不能回头的。
Because this is a path that you have no return.
啊，只能一直往前走，直到永生啊。
And you have to strive forward till the end.
我们看回来路加福音的第十章啊。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 10.
第五十九节。啊，第九章啊，第九章啊。
Luke chapter 9 verse 59.
我们看路加福音的第九章。
Luke chapter 9 verse 59.
五十九节。 又对一个人说，跟从我来。那人说，主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。六十节。
60.
耶稣说，任凭死人去埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道理。好，那在这里写到说，又有一个人来了。
So he records another man had come.
哦，刚刚有一个人哦，跟着耶稣啊，他就跟耶稣讲，我要跟随你哦。
And so he came and said, I want to follow you.
啊，现在又另外一个人来哦。
And so here another man came.
他说，主啊，我也要跟从你啊。
And he says, Lord, I want to follow you.
哎，别人跟我也要跟呐、啊。
And others want to follow, I want to do the same.
哦，所以啊，这里啊，主耶稣对他说啊，哎，你来跟从我。
And so Jesus says, to come, if you come to follow me.
哎，这个人怎么说哈？
And what does this man say?
他说，主啊，让我先回去埋葬我的父亲啊。
And so this man says, Lord, let me go bury my father first.
哎，他有没有拒绝耶稣的呼召？
Did he refuse the calling of Jesus?
没有哦。
No.
耶稣说你来啊，他说好哦。
And Jesus said, come, and he said yes.
啊，但是让我先回去把我的父亲埋葬啊。
But first, let me go bury my father.
那主耶稣有没有让他回家？
Did Jesus let him go?
主耶稣说什么？
What did Jesus say to him?
他说，让死人埋葬他们的死人吧。
He said, let the dead bury their own dead.
你只管去传扬神国的道理啊。
You should just go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
有些人看这一节经节哈、哦、
，And when some people read this verse,
就觉得、啊、耶稣实在很残忍呢。
And so they will feel that Jesus is cruel.
人家爸爸死掉了，你居然不让他回家埋葬。
And when someone's father died, you did not allow him to go back to bury.
哎呀，这个道理怎么可以信？这个教会怎么可以去呢
？And how come we believe in this teaching? And how come we going to this church?
啊，是这个样子吗
？And is this the truth?
啊，在犹太人的规矩里面哦。
So in the tradition of the Jews,
如果家里的直系亲属，尤其是父母哦，如果父母亲死亡的话哦。
And so in the Jewish tradition, if the parents have died,
啊，他们有一个很严谨的丧葬的规矩哦。
And they have a very strict way of funeral.
哦，就是啊，当如果家中有家中的父母死亡
，So if the parents have died within the family,
一个礼拜。不会跟任何的人说话
so
就是子女啦一个礼拜不跟任何人说话的
and so the children will not talk to anyone for a week
啊，有那个、哦、比较严谨或者是更强调的可能一个月都不跟人打交道的、一个月 不联络的
for some other who are even more strict they will not speak to anyone for a month
啊，这好像是他们表现一种内心忧伤哦的一种方法哦
as is a way for them to express their sorrow
啊，但是啊，你看这个人哦
But for this person here,
这个人在干什么
？What was he doing？
跟随耶稣啪啪走啊
！And he's following Jesus everywhere.
耶稣来这里，我就跟耶稣；耶稣到那里，我就跟耶稣啊。
And when Jesus is there, he will go there. When Jesus is going to another place,
跟着耶稣听道理啊。
He's following Jesus to listen to the teachings.
所以他的爸爸有没有死
？So did his father die？
没有啦，他爸爸还没有死啦。
But his father have not died.
他说他这句话是什么意思
？So what was he saying？
他说主啊，你要我跟从你可以。
He says, Lord, for me to follow.Follow you, that I can do it.
但是我爸爸还在世。
But my father is still alive.
我要回家侍奉他，直到他死掉以后，埋葬他以后，我才能够出来跟随你啊。
I have to go back and serve him until he passed away. Then I can come to follow you.
哦，所以他不是说啊，他要回家去埋葬父亲。
So he's not really saying to going home to bury his father.
而是啊，等到他都没有后顾之忧。都家里都处理完了，我才要来跟耶稣啊。
And that is to say that after he take care of his household, then he can come and follow Jesus.
但是主耶稣怎么跟他讲
？So what did Jesus say to him?
他说啊，让死人埋葬他们的死人吧。
So he tell him that let the dead bury the dead.
你只管去传扬神的道理啊。
Just go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣告诉他说啊，不要找借口，不要为自己找理由。
Do not find excuses for yourself.
你今天你父亲还在世。
Today your father is still alive.
为什么你就不能跟随我呢
？Why can you not come and follow me?
今天你父亲还在世
，and if today your father's still alive，
你为什么就不能去传扬神国的道理呢
？Why can you not go out to proclaim the kingdom of God？
所以不是你不能做
，it's not that you cannot do it，
而是你不愿意站出来
，it's because you are unable to step out。
给自己很多的理由，很多的借口，很多的想法。
It gives you so many reasons, excuses。
啊，今天你说啊，因为我爸爸，我等我埋葬我爸爸。
And so today, please wait, let me wait until I can bury my father。
啊，埋葬完爸爸就说啊，等我葬我的小，等我小孩长大。
And that also means that wait till my children grows up.
哇，等我事业成功。
Wait till I have a good successful career.
等我年老退休。
Wait till I retired.
哦，所以有时候啊，我们啊会在人生当中设置各样的关卡。
And sometimes we set these points of life for ourselves.
哦，都说啊，主啊，如果怎么样？ 我就能够来跟随你啦。
That you would tell the Lord that if this happens to me, then I would do this.
啊，但是主耶稣怎么跟他说
？So what did Jesus say to him?
他说你只管去传扬神国的道啊。
He said just go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
你不用，你可以在你的家乡传啊。
You could preach in your hometown.
你可以跟你的邻居传啊。
You could preach to your neighbors.
你可以跟你的父母亲传啊。
You could preach to your parents.
他说为什么一定要等到你父亲埋葬之后才能跟随耶稣呢
？So why is it that you have to wait till your father is buried then you can follow Jesus?
今天的人常常活在很多的自我安慰的借口当中。
And so a lot of people today live in their self-comfort.
为什么我不热心
？And why is it that I'm not zealous?
为什么我不参与圣工
？Why that I do not participate in holy work?
为什么我不能去访问
？And why is it that I cannot visit?
为什么我不能常常来聚会
？And why is it that I do not attend services?
啊，都给自己很多的原因、理由跟借口啊。
And so give yourself a lot of reasoning and excuses.
有时候啊，讲多了自己就以为是真的啦。
And when you repeat this enough times, you can you tell yourself this is true.
自我安慰久了，良心就不会不平安啦。
Self you comfort yourself so many times that you feel you don't feel any shame.
主知道，主了解，主明白我的软弱。
That Lord understands my weakness.
哦，所以讲来讲去，我们都没有问题呀。
And everything you say that there's no problem with us.
看待世界没有关系，主知道我的软弱。
And to be greed in this world, God knows because I'm weak.
拼命赚钱不来聚会没有关系，主知道我的需要。
And I spend all my time to make money. God knows my weakness.
哦，所以讲来讲去，我都没有问题。
And so everything you speak, then it seems that you have no problem.
但是主耶稣告诉他哦。
But Jesus tells him,
你可以从身旁开始做起啊。
You can start from your surroundings.
你可以先去传扬神国的道啊。
You can start proclaiming the kingdom of God.
你可以让你的生活就成为一种见证啊。
You can use your life as a testimony.
为什么一定要等到你父亲死了、埋葬了，你才能跟随主呢
？Why is it they have to wait till you bury your father before you can go out and preach?
有一次我在跟一个慕道朋友在聊天啊。
So this one time I was talking to a truth seeker.
而且慕道很久了，好多年啊。
He's been truth seeking for few years.
得圣灵道理了解哦，有时候比信徒更像信徒啊。
And he's a he received the Holy Spirit, he understands the truth, sometimes even more than the members.
No, 常常来教会哦。
And he attends services often.
啊，但是绝对不洗礼。
But he refuses to baptize.
啊，连他带来的慕道者都洗礼啊。
Even the truth seekers he brought were baptized.
我奇怪了嘞，啊，为什么信主，为什么来慕道这么久，这么多年都不洗礼
？And so I was curious why he truth seek for many years and do not want to be baptized.
他说有一次我问他
，And so this one time I asked him.
他说传道，我老实告诉你啦。
And so he said, Pastor, I will tell you.
我在等我爸爸死啊。
I'm waiting for my father to die.
你在等你爸爸死。
I said why?
哦，为什么？
And why do you have to wait?
他说我爸爸是那个传统民间信仰哦，信得很虔诚的啦。
And so my father have a traditional belief that he's very fervent.
哇，如果他知道我信耶稣，一定很生气啊。
And if he knows that I believe in Jesus, he will be very angry.
啊，如果他很生气，可能遗产就不分给我啦。
If he's very angry, then perhaps I will lose my inheritance.
啊，所以啊，为了不要做一个不孝子
，and not to dishonor my father.
为了不要让我爸爸生气
，and not to anger my father.
啊，我等他死了，我再来信耶稣啊。
And after he dies, I will come to believe in Jesus.
你看啊，孝子啊，你看这个孩子有多好啊。
So how great this child is.
为了怕爸爸生气不信耶稣哦。
He's afraid that his father will get angry that he waited to believe in Jesus.
其实讲实话，只是怕分不到遗产而已啦。
But the truth is that he's just afraid to lose his inheritance.
我说哎呀，我们今天呢、啊、给自己很多的理由啊。
So today we give ourselves many excuses.
哦，为什么？因为我们有太多的舍不得、放不下、不愿意失去的。
There are many things that we're unwilling to give up.
好，所以在这里主耶稣跟他讲啊
，And so Jesus here told him，
他说你要去传扬神国的道啊
，You should go and proclaim the kingdom of God。
哎呦，很多时候啊，我们有很多人啊，对主来到教会以后哦
，And so many times when people come to church，
那都有很多的心志啊，我要为耶稣做这个，我要为耶稣做那个
，And they have many determinations that they want to do this and that for Jesus。
那但是啊，常常啊会给自己设下很多的限制啊
，But they will also set many limitations for themselves。
啊，我想做这个啊，但是我不行。
And I want to do this, but I cannot do it.
我想做那个，但是我有困难。
Yeah, I want to do that, but I have issues.
那所以啊，信主多年，年年立下新的心志。
So believing Jesus for many years, I have many determinations.
哦，圣经我要读一遍。
That I want to read the Bible.
你看看，自己想想啊，信主信多久，圣经有没有读一遍啊
？So how many of us been member for how many years and have we read the Bible entirely?
每年的每年年初就是新年新志向，圣经读一遍。
And so every year in the beginning, we have a new resolution that we want to read through the Bible once.
搞了十年，信主十年了，还在年年要读一遍，还没有开始读啊。
And so for 10 years, we still have the same resolution and we still have not completed.
我说呀，今天我们很多时候啊，有心智，但是没有决心。
So we have this hope, but we do not have the determination.
我们常常听到年轻人在讲哦。
And sometimes we hear the youth that says this.
他说哎呀，我要去非洲，我要为主耶稣，我要去传福音啊。
And they will say, I want to go to Africa and preach.For the Lord.
哇，非洲人很可怜，我要把福音带去给他。
And the people there are very pitiful that I want to bring the gospel.
但是啊，去非洲好远啊。
But going there is so far.
去非洲机票好贵啊。
But going there, the airfare is so expensive.
啊，所以啊，我还在努力存钱当中啊。
So I'm still in the process of saving money.
啊，奇怪啊，一定要到非洲你才能传福音吗？
Do you have to be in Africa in order to preach the gospel?
你隔壁的邻居没有信耶稣，没有救恩，没有盼望，你没有看到吗？
And your neighbor did not believe in Jesus. They have no hope. Have you not seen it?
你学校最好的朋友跟你最麻吉最好的朋友没有信仰，不认识神，你没有看见吗？
Have you not seen that your best friend in school have no faith and have no hope?
为什么一定要去非洲？
Why do you have to be in Africa?
那所以在这里讲说啊，你就去传扬神国的道吧。
Here just Jesus says, just go and proclaim the God's kingdom.
啊，有一个故事。是这样子啊、哦
there was a story.
他说啊，有一个牧师啊，有一个神父哈、哦，那有一个传道哈、哦。
There was a pastor.
啊，因为这是外教会的故事啊、哦。
And this is a story from a.
他说、啊、一个有很有钱的牧师啊。
And so there was a rich pastor.
那完了有一个目标啊，就是、啊、他要到非洲去传福音啊。
And his goal is to preach in Africa.
那、啊、但是、啊、因为那个时代哈、哦、还没有那么方便。
And so it's not very convenient in his generation.
而且那时候非洲还非常非常的落后啊。
And at the time, Africa was very underdeveloped.
那有一次啊，这个有钱的牧师，有钱的牧师在跟另外一个穷牧师在聊天啊。
And so this rich pastor was talking to a relatively poor pastor.
啊，他说我有一个目标，我有一个心志，我有一个志向。
And so yes, I have a determination and goal. In mind.
哇，就是我要到非洲传福音。
That is, I want to go to Africa to preach.
啊，那个穷牧师就很羡慕他啊。
And so this poor pastor was admires him.
哇，真好哎。
And he feels that that's great.
能够到那里走一遭，真是恩典啊。
And God's blessing that you could be there to preach.
啊，结果啊，那个有钱牧师就开始准备了。
And so this rich pastor started to prepare.
哦，开始打包行李。
And so start packing.
买各样需要的东西。
And to purchase the things that he would need.
筹划他所有的路程
and to plan out his routes.
计划要怎么住，买帐篷
and how plan out how he would lodge them.
因为生活条件完全不一样嘛
and because living standards are very different.
人家是有钱人啊，生活条件不一样的啊
and so because he's rich, though his living standards are quite different.
哇，我到非洲那个水啊，怎么喝水？要找那个怎么样过滤那个水啊
？And so just when I was there, I have to look for ways to filter out the filter the water.
路上我要吃什么啊？太空压缩饼干啊
？And I was there.Have to eat this compressed cracker.
哦，怎么样才能够在那里这样子生存传福音哦
？And this is how we survive and preach there.
啊，结果啊，搞东搞西也搞了好几年，还在筹备当中啊。
And so he had planned and prepared for many years and still preparing.
啊，有一天呢，他又遇到那个穷牧师啦。
So one day he met this poor pastor again.
啊，那个穷他就看到那穷牧师说：“哎，你怎么变这么黑呀、啊？”
And so he asked the poor pastor, "How come you become so dark?"
他说：“因为我刚从非洲回来啊。”
And he said, "I just came back from Africa."
哇，那个有钱牧师不敢相信啊，说我已经筹备了好几年了，还走不出去耶。
And so this rich pastor could not believe this. He said, "I have prepared for many years."
你已经回来了。
I still didn't make a trip. How come you just came back?
他说：“就买了机票就去了。”
And he said, "I just bought a ticket and went."
啊，去了遇到问题再解决啊。
And once I'm there, when I face problems, I will just resolve it right there.
啊，有主同在解决问题后，我就回来了。
And the Lord is with me, and I resolve the problems, and I came back.
所以有时候啊，思虑太多，顾虑太多啊，反而走不出去啊。
So sometimes when you consider too many things, it's very difficult for you to complete your goal.
好，我们来看一下马太福音啊。
Let's turn to Book of Matthew.
我们看马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
我们看马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第三十一节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 31.
马太福音的第六章三十一节
，Chapter six verse 31。
他说：“所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、穿什么、喝什么、穿什么。”32。
32。
那这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。33。
33。
啊，你们要先求他的国和他的义。 这些东西都要加给你们。34 所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天担当就够了。好，所以在这里啊，主耶稣提醒我们每个人啊。
So here Jesus reminds every one of us.
啊，在信仰的道路上面。
So on the journey of faith.
你的确会遇到困难啊。
For sure you will face a difficulty.
你的确会有一些忧虑啊。
You will have sorrow.
啊，但是啊，告诉我们说啊，主耶稣会跟你一起担当啊。
But Jesus tells us that He would carry with us.
他说你只要靠着耶稣，没有过不去的坎。
And if you rely on Jesus, there's nothing that you cannot overcome.
但是当你顾虑太多，你就一步都走不出去。
When you have too many worries, then you cannot even take one step.
所以今天我们能不能放下世界
？So today, can we leave aside the world?
今天我们能不能更重视一点信仰
？Can we pay more attention to our faith?
今天我们能不能愿意舍弃少赚一点钱
？Are we willing to give up our pay?
你放心啊，你少赚一点绝对不会饿死的。
If you lose a little bit of pay, you surely will not die of hunger.
为主耶稣牺牲，主耶稣绝对给你补齐呀。
And if you sacrifice Christ with Jesus, Jesus will surely pay back to you.
所以啊，今天不要害怕啊。
So today we should not be afraid.
也不要退缩。
And that's not step back.
更不要给自己找很多理由跟借口。
And do not give yourself many reasons and excuses.
这是告诉我们说啊，那马太福音告诉我们说啊，天上的飞鸟不种也不收哦。
And the birds in the sky will not sow or reap.
那他说主也养活他。
But the Lord raises them.
他说你比飞鸟更贵重哦。
But we are more precious than the birds.
难道主不会更爱你，更养活你吗？
Will not the Lord give us food and allow us to live?
所以啊，要学习信靠主。
So we have to learn to rely on the Lord.
不要再活在借口跟理由当中了。
Let's not live in our many excuses.
信仰的征途可以从今天开始。
And so the journey of faith can start from today.
人生的改变可以从现在开始。
And the change of our life can start from today.
你靠着主耶稣就去传扬神国的道。
And relying on Jesus, we can start preaching His kingdom.
你在沿路当中，你就看到神怎么样带领祝福跟满满的恩典。
And on the journey, we can see God's blessings and His grace.
所以我们不要等到说啊，我一切都好了，我再来侍奉神啊。
Let's not say to ourselves that we have to be fully prepared to preach.
不要说等我移除了所有的困难，我再来爱神啊。
And let's not tell ourselves that we have to remove every obstacle to love God.
更不要说啊，我等到我完全的再来侍奉啊。
Don't say that you have to be complete in order to serve.
信仰要认真。
We have to have a good attitude to our faith.
认真在于把握当下的机会。
We have to take hold of opportunity today.
我们看回来路加福音第九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音的第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
六十一节啊。
Verse 61.
路加福音的第九章的六十一节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 61.
六十一节。他说又有一人说主啊我要跟从你但容我先去辞别我家里的人62节
62
耶稣说手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国啊！这里出现了第三个人啊。
Here appeared a third person.
第三个人出来，他就说：“主啊，主啊，我要跟从你啊。
”And he says, "Lord, I want to follow you."
你会发觉很奇怪哦。
And you will find it strange.
一个人愿意跟随主是好事啊。
It's good that someone is willing to follow Jesus.
你有没有发觉说主耶稣对他讲话很不客气啊
？Yeah, but did you feel that Jesus was not very nice when he talked to him?
一个人呢、跑来跟随说：“主啊，主啊，我要跟随你。
”And someone came and said, "Lord, Lord, I want to follow you."
主耶稣说啊，手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国啊。
Said that no one who puts his hand on the plow can and looks back will service the kingdom of God.
哇！如果你是这第三个人，那么吓一跳。
If you're the third, if you're a third person, will you be surprised?
哇！你那么凶干什么
？Why are you so angry with me?
那我就说我要跟随你而已啊！你那么凶干什么
？And I just say I want to follow you. Why are you so angry?
所以有时候我们在读这一段，然后觉得很奇怪哦。
And you might feel a little surprised to read this.
你看这三个人当中
So between the three people,
第一个人主耶稣说你要想清楚哦。
And the first person Jesus said you must think this through.
第二个人主耶稣说你去传扬神国的道哦。
And the second Jesus told him to claim the kingdom of God.
都是很正面、很努力的啊。
And it's very positive.
但是啊，你看第三个人啊。
But for third person.
主耶稣啊，我要跟随你。
And Jesus, I want to follow you.
不配进神的国啊。
He says, Are you not fit to service the kingdom of God?
你都奇怪啊，为什么会有这么大的差别
？And you will be surprised to see why there's such a great difference.
因为这一个人所说的话。 不是这么单纯啊。
Because this, the words that this person said was not very simple.
61节哦。
In verse 61.
他说有一人说主我要跟随你。
So there's a man who said I will follow you.
但容我先去辞别我家里的人啊。
But first, let me go back and say goodbye to my family.
我们看一下列王记上哦。
Let's turn to 1 Kings.
列王记上的第19章。
1 Kings chapter 19.
我们看列王记上的19章哦。
First Kings chapter 19.
列王记上的第19章的第19节哦。
Chapter 19 verse 19.
19节。他说于是以利沙离开那里走了，遇见沙法的儿子以利亚离开那里走了，遇见沙法的儿子以利沙耕地，在他前头有十二对牛，他自己赶着第十二对。以利亚到他那里，将自己的外衣搭在他身上。二十节，以利沙就离开牛，跑到以利亚那里说，求你容我先与父母亲嘴，然后我便跟从你。以利亚对他说，你回去吧，我向你做了什么呢？这一段历史是以色列人通通都非常熟悉的。
So this is a history the Israelites are very everybody knows.
因为以利亚跟以利沙是以色列历史当中的大先知。
Because Elijah and Elisha are the great prophets of the Israelite nation.
所以以利亚被称为烈火先知啊。
And so Elijah was the prophet of fire.
所以叫做黑暗中的明灯。
He's a light of darkness.
所以以利亚一个人改变了整个世代。
And so Elijah changed a generation.
以利沙被称为以色列国的战车马兵啊。
And so Elijah was called the great army of Israel.
那个时候的战车跟马兵是最强大的军，最强大的武器。
And so the soldiers and chariots at the time was the greatest accomplishment.
所以啊，对以色列国 horsemen and chariot 哈，所以啊，对以色列国来讲啊，以利沙一个人好像有大批的战车马兵一样啊。
And so Elijah himself is like the representation of the horsemen and chariots.
所以啊，这两个都是以色列历史当中的重要了不起的人物哦。
And so they're the great characters of the Israelites.
但是他们的相遇。他们的见面哦。
So when they met,
这个以利亚招了以利沙的这个过程。
And when Elijah came to seek out Elijah,
是他们所非常熟悉的内容啊。
Which is the content that the people were very familiar with.
以利亚走就走到以利沙的家里啊。
So Elijah walked to the home of Elijah.
把自己的外袍给他一披啊，容我回家辞别我的父母，我就来跟随你啊。
See, he put a coat on him, and Elijah says that, let me go.Say farewell to my father.
那你有没有发觉说啊，这第三个门徒啊，他要做的事情跟这个很像啊。
And do you feel that this third disciple follower did something very similar to Elijah?
他后来说啊，主啊主啊，我要跟随你啊。
And he came to say, Lord, I want to follow you.
容我先回家辞别我的父母，我就来跟随你啊。
And please allow me to say goodbye to my father before I come to follow.
你如果从表面来看没有问题啊。
And from the surface, it seems that everything is fine.
但是你把这两个故事把它放在一起啊。
But if you put these two stories together,
你会发觉说这个人要干什么？
So you would realize what this man is trying to do.
他希望主耶稣跟他一起来表演啊。
He wants Jesus to join him to perform.
如果哈，这个时候如果耶稣把外袍脱下披在他的身上，那不就完美了？
If Jesus at this moment put down his took off his coat,
所以为什么主
and put on him, then that would be perfect.
所以为什么主耶稣对他这么严厉？
So why is Jesus so harsh on him?
因为这个第三个来跟随的人动机有问题啊。
Because this third person who came has a problem with his motive.
他把信仰跟随耶稣变成一种表演。
He put the faith as a way of performing.
你看，我来跟随耶稣，耶稣披上我，把外衣披在我身上。
And I come to follow Jesus, and Jesus put his coat on me.
我是耶稣的门徒，就像以利沙跟随以利亚一样啊。
Then I become the disciple of Jesus, just like Elijah to Elijah.
所以主耶稣对他非常严厉。
And so Jesus was very harsh on him.
因为心态有问题。
Because he has a bad mentality.
今天信仰不是一种表演。
And so today, faith is not a type of performance.
侍奉不是要被人所看见。
And to serve is not for people to serve is not to be seen by others.
所以啊，我们今天呢，不管是祷告聚会敬拜神啊。
So today, rather we're having service, we're praising the Lord.
不要为了被别人所看见而铺上而放上了一个秀，放上一个表演给人家看啊。
So we should not put on a show just so that other people can see us.
那有时候我会观察哦。
And so sometimes I will observe.
那有时候真的有时候有的信徒很好玩哦。
And so it's very interesting to see some members
啊，在祷告的时候哦
，doing their prayers
啊，如果听到有脚步声
，and so if you see a sound of footsteps，
哇，突然马上祷告声音高八度
，and then the
突然变很大声
，the praying voice become higher and higher
啊，一没有声音了，又没有了啊， so, 没有人就没有声音了
，and when people walk away then the voice comes down
啊，有一次啊，有一个妈妈哦来跟我讲她孩子的问题啊
，so the one time there's a mother who came to talk to me about his her child，
她说我的孩子让我非常的头痛啊
，and she said her child is giving her a headache
哦，所以啊，我常常帮我的孩子祷告
，so she will often pray for her child
啊，但是她说啊，我怎么祷告都没有效啊
，and she would say that regardless of how I prayed, and it's useless.
我的小孩还是一样啊，更坏啊。
And it seems like he becomes even worse.
哦，我说你怎么祷告啊
？So I ask her, how do you pray?
他说我就是要让他难过，让他有压力。
And so I want to make him feel bad that he will have this pressure.
所以我都跪在他的门口祷告。
So I would kneel down before his door to pray.
让他听清楚你害得妈妈如何的痛苦。
And to let him hear how much.Headache he brought upon me.
啊，他常常啊跑出去跟朋友跑出去玩啊，晚上跑出去玩啊。
And so often he will go out to hang out with his friends.
妈妈就在大门的那个什么前廊，就是那个就是那穿鞋子的地方哦。啊，那个就在门口，就在那边祷告，让你良心不安。
And the mother would pray by the front door. For the child had to feel bad.
所以你不是在为孩子祷告吗
？So you're not praying for the child.
你只是放上一个表演来谴责你儿子的良心而已嘛。
Putting on a show to make him feel consciously feel bad.
你不是在靠神改变你的孩子啊
？So you're not relying on the Lord to change your child.
你只是要靠自己的能力、自己的方法来逼你孩子向你低头啊
？So you're only using your ways to force your child to change.
所以你在大门口祷告
？So you pray by the front door.
很简单，你儿子就走后门啊
？So it's easy. Then he will just walk out the back.
眼不见为净，听不到不难过。
As long as he doesn't hear you, then he will not feel anything.
你在你儿子门口祷告。
You pray before his bedroom.
很简单的，耳机戴着，音声音放大一点，听不到就没事了。
And you could put on his headphones and raise the volume, and he will not hear you.
这种祷告，这种方式啊，都只是人意用人的方法啊。
And so this is praying according to the weight of man.
这不叫做求神帮助。
This is not seeking the help of God.
这叫做信仰上的表演啊。
And this is a show of your faith.
如同这个人一样啊，说是要跟随耶稣，只是希望啊，来一个父慈子孝，哇，那个耶稣啊，衣服披在我身上来表演给大家看啊。
And so he came to follow Jesus, hoping to put on a performance or show how Jesus will put on a coat.
所以主耶稣对他非常严厉啊。
So Jesus was very harsh on him.
因为你会发觉说，这两件完全不一样啊。
So we can see these two events were very different.
以利亚来了
，Elijah came。
以利亚主动先找以利沙的
，Elijah came to look for Elisha。
所以以利沙一发现这件事情，就说：“那我回家跟家人道别啊。
”So Elijah once he saw this, he said he wants to go back and say farewell to his
family。但是你看这个人不是哦
，But this person was different。
他是先来找耶稣的哦
，He is the one who came to seek Jesus。
他已经来到耶稣面前哦
，He came before Jesus。
你来了，你才说：“哎呀，容我先回家辞别我的家人。
”He came to Jesus。And said to Jesus, let him to go back to say goodbye to his
parents. 那你之前都干什么去了
？So what did you do before?
如果你真的有心要跟随耶稣啊
，If you're really willing to follow Jesus,
是的，我就是要跟随耶稣，我要跟随耶稣到底。
Then you're willing to follow Jesus till the end.
你是不是应该来之前就跟家人道别了
？Should you have a farewell to your parents?
先跟家人讲清楚，我要去跟随耶稣了。
You should already tell your parents that you're leaving to
follow Jesus. 跟父母亲讲说我要道别了，向你辞别，我要一心去为神国的道理去努力了。
You will fail your goodbyes to your parents and then leave to seek Jesus.
来到耶稣面前说：“主啊，我要跟从你。”就这样结束。
And then you should arrive to you should come to Jesus and said, I have come to follow you. And
真的有决心的人是这个样子的、啊。
So for someone who are determined, that's the way they should do.
而不是啊，来到耶稣面前，主，我要跟随你，但是等一下，我先回家。
You should not come before the Lord and say, I want to follow you, but wait, let me go bear farewell to my father.
这是什么样的决心呢、啊？
What type of determination is
this? 给自己留了这么多的后路?
And so you save all these ways, leeways for yourself.
主啊, 我要跟随你,
Lord, I want to follow you.
啊, 但是我要先回家一下,
but I have to go home first.
啊, 到回家哦, 想一想啊, 走走走走, 回到家想想, 啊, 还是不要跟随耶稣好了,
perhaps on the way home, you think about it and you decide not to follow anymore.
啊, 所以啊, 回去了就没有回来了。
So once you go back home, perhaps you will never return.
那没有决心啊。
So you're not fully determined.
哦, 所以主耶稣才会这么严厉地对他说, 哦?
So Jesus are very harsh on him.
说手扶着犁向后看的,
those who put his hand on the plow and look back is not fit to serve the kingdom.
你既然已经说你要跟随耶稣了,
so today you say you want to follow Jesus.
你既然已经决心要洗礼了,
today you're determined to be baptized.
啊, 就不要给自己留下任何的犹豫, 理由跟借口啊。
So you should not give yourself any more excuses to turn back.
啊, 主啊, 我要跟随你, 我要洗礼。
And Lord, I want to follow you and baptize.
让我最后生意上再骗人家一次吧。
And please allow me to cheat one more time.
那这个是什么样的心态啊？
What type of mentality is this?
哦,所以啊, 圣经里面讲说啊, 说猪洗干净了, 又回去泥里打滚啊。
And so it's like a pig who's been washed clean went back to the mud.
他说狗吐出来的东西, 他自己又回头跑去吃啊。
And the things that the dog split out, he will eat it again.
哦,所以啊, 这个圣经里面讲说, 这两种都是不洁净的啊。
So these two things are not clean.
为什么神对以色列人这么生气?
So why God was so angry with the Israelites?
当以色列人离开埃及走入旷野以后,
when the Israelites left Egypt and walked in the wilderness,
那在旷野当中, 神恩典照顾神迹奇事,
and God have watched over him with miracles and signs.
但是到最后啊, 神对他们非常生气啊,
but at the end, God was very angry with them.
圣经里面特别讲说, 那个世代的人是神所不喜悦的,
and the Bible specifically said those people are not pleasing the eyes of God.
而当他们离开埃及的时候,
so when they left Egypt,
圣经里面讲说, 神的军队离开了埃及哦,
and the Bible says the army of God have left Egypt.
可是没有多久以后啊,
but not too long after,
圣经里面写说什么, 这些人是我心中厌恶的百姓啊,
and these men are I despise.
那为什么? 为什么改变这么大?
And why the change is so great?
很简单啊, 因为以色列人在旷野一直说, 哎呀, 我想回埃及, 埃及很好啊。
Because people change their mind and say they want to return to Egypt, and because Egypt is good.
虽然离开埃及, 脱离奴隶的生活,
even though they left Egypt and left the livelihood of a slave,
但是在旷野当中遇到一点小事, 哎呀, 埃及很好, 我要回埃及啊。
And they face a little difficulty in the wilderness and they start to think that Egypt was great.
所以放不下过去,
they cannot leave behind their past,
而自然就没有办法往前走,
so they cannot strive forward.
所以这里主耶稣说, 你手扶着犁了, 你还一直往后看的, 不配进神的国啊。
So here Jesus says, you put your hands on the plow and still look back, then you're not fit to serve God.
既然信了耶稣, 还常常怀念过去最 罪恶中的生活的人, 不配进神的国啊。
And you believe in Jesus and still look back and think back to your sinful lives, then you're not fit to service the kingdom of God.
啊, 昨天晚上啊, 在家庭聚会的时候哦,
and so last night when we had a sermon, family service,
啊, 就刚好跟那些一些慕道朋友, 大家在聊天哦,
and so I was chatting with some of the truth seekers.
我们有讲到说啊, 近代基督教界的乱象啊,
so I can see, we were talking about a recent distortion of the Christian community.
他说啊, 一个很明显的啊,
and this is one thing that's very apparent.
什么叫做圣乐啊? 那个 hymn 哦?
So what is considered the church hymns?
你会发觉说啊, 现在所谓的 spiritual song, 就你到那个基督教书房里面啊,
so if you go to a Christian bookstore today and you look at the spiritual hymns,
有些歌哦, 你如果不要听它的歌词啊,
and so for some hymns, you do not listen to the lyrics.
它其实啊, 它跟那个什么重金属摇滚啊, 爱来爱去的那个爱情歌曲, 其实没有两样的, 没有两样。
And the melody or the music of those hymns are nothing different from the heavy metal or popular music.
为什么没有两样?
So why are they not any different?
因为它本来就是从那些东西拿过来的嘛。
Because they borrowed from those type of music.
啊, 然后啊, 把里面那些哦, 那个骂脏话, cursing啊, 全部把它拿掉。 改成放进去神啊,爱啊,基督啊,永生啊,就变成那个圣乐了。
And so they took away the curse lyrics and the bad lyrics and replaced it with the words of the Bible and then they call it the spiritual hymns.
那你看现在基督教的音乐的走向哦。
So if you look at the trend of the Christian music,
哦,就是常常写一些啊,就是很抒情啊,其实跟外面的那个情情爱爱的流行音乐根本没有两样啊。
And so it's like it's almost like the pop love music of the world today.
啊，只是啊，你把那个你爱我，我爱你改成了、啊、我爱主，主爱我而已啊。
And just change from I love you, you love me to I love the Lord.
我说呀，唱的人唱得很开心，而且唱的良心很平安啊。
And the singers are have a great conscience of singing this these songs.
嘿嘿，我这个是圣乐哦，我又讲到耶稣哦。
And I'm singing Christian music.And I'm singing about Jesus.
自我的欺骗，自我的安慰而已啊。
And they're just self-comforting themselves.
虽然好像离开埃及，但是心仍留在埃及啊。
Just like they physically left Egypt, their heart is still in Egypt.
手扶着犁向后看啊，拼命想回去啊。
And they're holding their hands holding the plow and still looking back and wanting to go back.
最好的方法是什么？
And what is the best way?
就是把过去的那一些世界上的东西重新包装，重新包装。
And the best way is to repackage the way that you used to have.
啊，重新包装之后啊，把它贴个爱心，贴个神，贴个信仰的标志在上面。
And after repackage, you put a heart on it, you put the words of God on it.
你就突然发觉你可以很良心平安的去接受它。
Then you can consciously accept it.
一方面可以拥抱过去的生活。
And one way you can embrace the life that you had used to have.
一方面良心平安，觉得自己这是信仰的追求。
And then you can consciously tell yourself that this is a Christian. I'm pursuing a Christian.
你到底要骗谁啊？
And who are you trying to lie to?
那只是欺骗自己而已嘛。
So、you're lying to yourself.
你心里的深处知道这些就是啊世界上的音乐而已啊。
And deep in your heart, you know that this is the music of the world.
啊，但是啊，你把它包装起来，突然发觉，哎，其实我也可以良心很平安的啊。
And once you repackage it, then you start to tell yourself that I can consciously accept it.
这叫做手扶着犁，不断的向后看啊。
That is your hand holding the plow and but still looking back.
他说呀，我们今天的社会不断的把各种世界的东西包装之后带进教会。
And so,the world today repackaged many of the things and then and brought it into church.
你有看过有的教会他们有 Friday night bingo night 吗？
And do you see churches that have Friday bingo nights?
哦，就是啊，礼拜五晚上啊，一群那他们的信徒啊，晚上啊就开始啊。但是玩 bingo 啊，那个玩 bingo 的，然后赢钱的，什么都有啊。
And so the Christians will gather together on Friday nights and play bingo and even play for money.
我告诉你啊，人家也是包装过了，那个叫做什么团契活动。
And so after we package it, to call it a fellowship.
啊，那个给那个赢的礼物、赢的钱叫做什么？叫做什么？叫做生活上补助需要。
And so after the once they if they win money, they will call the money as a living assistance.
啊，照顾老人家。
And which is to help the elderly.
那其实啊，这是什么？世界上的一些娱乐，把它带进包装，带进教会里面来啊。
And that is to repackage the entertainment of the world and brought it into church.
然后大家就把良心捂着说，没有啦，这个都是为了主耶稣的缘故啦。
And the people would say that this is for the sake of Jesus.
那之前有跟大家分享过啊。
And I have shared this with you in the past.
我们在休斯顿买的那个会堂啊。
The chapel that we bought.
啊，当我们买的时候啊，那个会堂啊，长得很奇怪啊。
And when we bought it, the church looked very strange.
他说一个会堂里面讲台占一半。讲台占了一半啊
！So within the chapel, the pulpit took half of the space.
我就觉得很奇怪，为什么讲台这么大呢
？And so why is it so big？
不是那个讲台那个平台哈、哦，哦，那个平台那个 platform 哦，占会堂的一半啊
！And so the platform took more than half of the chapel.
我们就问他，你的讲台怎么长这么奇怪
？So why we ask why is it so large？
他说、啊、很简单呐、啊，因为啊聚会结束，讲台就推开。
And so they said after the service we put aside the pulpit.
啊，灯光一关啊 ，DJ 开始放音乐。
And so we would change the lights and we start playing music.
啊，那个年轻人就开始跳 disco 啦。
And the young adults start
开始跳舞啦。
Start dancing disco.
我就一看呢、啊，难怪啊，会堂上面挂了一个玻璃球，旋转玻璃球啊。
And so there was a light on the ceiling for disco.
人家也叫那个团契生活啊。
And they called that the fellowship Christian fellowship.
他们觉得说这是宣道布道的好方法、啊。
And they thought that is a way to preach the gospel.
任何东西包装。装上以后啊，放上属灵的标签，就以为啊，这是神所接受的啊。
And so once the repackage is put on a spiritual mark, and they say this is spiritual.
手扶着犁，不断的在向后看啊。
And so their hands on the plow and looking back.
拼命想要回到过去。
And they want to turn back.
回不去就把过去的东西带到现在。
And they cannot turn back to bring the things from the back to today.
然后自我欺骗，信仰成为一种表演。
And you lie to yourself and become a show.
所以主耶稣跟他讲说啊，手扶着犁向后看，你不配进神的国啊。
So told them, have your hand on the plow and looking back is not fitting to service the kingdom of God.
我们既然已经走上信仰的道路了。
And so today we walk on the path of faith.
不管是我们自己决心主啊，我要跟随你。
And so we're determined that Lord, I want to follow you.
或者是主耶稣来找我们说，你来跟随我。
Lord Jesus came to ask us to follow him.
既然给予我们这个机会了。
And he has given us this opportunity.
新生命，新开始，一个新的价值。
And so a new life, and we have a new meaning.
既然给了我们这个机会。
He gave us this new opportunity.
就要把握机会，开始一个新的生活啊！
So we have to take this opportunity to start a new life.
既然手已经浮在犁上了。
If we are our hands on the plow already,
就不要再看过去的生活了。
And so stop looking back the life that you used to have.
往前看，人生要不断的往前看。
You have to look forward.
有一个目标。
And to have a hope.
就是要回到天国。
Which is to return home to heaven.
往前看，你路才会走得直。
And you have to look forward, then you can walk straight.
虽然你要舍弃你的背后。
Although you have to leave behind your past.
虽然你要承受信仰的痛苦。
You have to undergo the suffering of faith.
但是跟随主到底的。
But you have to follow the Lord till the end.
圣经里面讲说必有大赏赐为你预备啊
！God has prepared for us a great blessing.
所以我们准备好了没有
？And so are we prepared?
我们计算清楚了没有
？Have we calculated?
我们往前看，目标设定好了没有
？Have we look forward and set our goals?
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May Jesus help us.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
162首。
162。
里面告诉我们。
In the book of Hebrew, it told us.
主说：“你若退后，我心里就不喜欢你。”
And God has said, if you step back, then I will not be pleased with you.
但是我们不是那个退后以致入沉沦的人啊。
We're not the ones who are stepping back.
而是那个有信心以致得救的那等人。
Rather, we're the ones who have faith and to be saved.
所以信仰要靠主。
So our faith requires us to rely on the Lord.
立下决心靠主帮助。
To set determinations to rely on the Lord.
靠着祷告。
And through our prayers.
圣灵充满改变内心。
And that our hearts filled with the Holy Spirit and change.
能够在信仰道路上面能够定定目标。
And so we can set a goal in your path of faith.
思考清楚。
And to really think this through.
主耶稣要问你啊。
Jesus will ask us.
他说你跟随我，你到底要什么？
That you came to follow me for what?
你要怎么回答？
And what will you answer?
你要很有把握地跟他说。
And so you have to be confident to say to Jesus.
我要跟你到底啊。
That I want to follow you till the end.
绝不退缩。
And not to fall back.
绝不回头。
And not to turn back,
跟主到永生
but to follow the Lord till
eternal life. 我们在祷告当中特别为一些心理欠安身体欠安心灵软弱的弟兄姐妹慕道朋友代祷
and so in your prayers we will pray for our friends who are sick or physically weak
我们特别为一位慕道朋友一个马栋华先生跟他的家人祷告
so we pray for a truth seeker friend Mr. 马栋华 and his family
他的状况现在非常非常的不好
and he's not in a good condition
他已经躺在床上好几年了
and he's been paralyzed on the bed for a few years
作为一个蛮年轻的生命对他的家人来讲这个压力冲击是很大的
And as a young family, there's a lot of pressure for the family.
我们也为杰尼蔡哈这个蔡姐妹来祷告。
Also pray for sister Jenny Cai.
她是我们菲尼的妈妈。
Which is the mother of sister Fanny.
在前一阵子动了一个手术。
And not too long ago, she went undergo a surgery.
她的身体的恢复状况也不是很理想。
And her recovery is not optimal.
我们特别在祷告当中替他们祷告。
And your prayers, let's remember them.
以及为我们的林唐海弟兄来祷告
Also, brother 林唐海
他的身体也是很不舒服
He's not feeling well
所以我们求主耶稣看顾他们
And may God watch over them
也纪念我们在座所有纪念我们当中所有身体欠安的心灵软弱的弟兄姐妹
And also remember all the brothers and sisters who are here that are spiritually and physically weak
我们一起到前面来祷告
Let's come forward to pray